just one good from yesterday. Rebbe reminded me, we were talking about McGregor. Now we start. McGregor. Everybody said, McGregor and Pesimishna. Has he ever showed up today? Wow. Must be because of video. He should come every day, you know. Craig had a vikuach with Kesem Mishnah, who was handling there's no problem of enemersh kastabonov because by shomu bonim, because that's the kefil, because the mafkid is still alive, and therefore the kefil is betzim coming to him, right? So maybe there's no problem. So maybe the bonim, the bnei hashomer, are getting the kefil from the mafkid. So there's no problem of they're not getting it from their father. You're telling me any merchant has a bonim. They're getting it from the mafkid, right? Craig says, what do you mean? They're not getting it from the mafkid. It was parlech veila. Parlech veila means that when it was stolen, it was theirs. It was the father. It was the father's, right? That's part of the fail means that the Indian kefil, my part was stolen, right? So Mela, if the kids get it, how are they going to get it? It must be midin Yerusha and emerge from Asa Labana. That was Craig's Alkasha. So we saw yesterday Elamites Mashma that the guest Mishnah learns like Yenetzad and Reb Chaim. That parloch fail doesn't mean that I'm getting the kefil because it was my parah that was stolen. What does parloch fail mean? I get a schus in the parah to be gaiva the bailim's schus gvir. Yeah, that's what we said yesterday. Right? Sounds familiar? So Reb Shalom Toiv wanted a little chazar on that. So we yaitza. Okay. Now, so Reb Shalom pointed out to me, which Reb last time he pointed it out, and I forgot about it, that the Chayra, we might have a Raya from the Raivin. Okay, so this is Raivin going back to the beginning of the Sugya. When the Gemara says, Aflamadalid, Nasik, Aymer, Lichashetigone, Bechulu, right? So Raivin has the Kash. He has the Kash, Kosh Shalon. When I'm reading the Baal Behemah, Machne, Kfeir, Lashaymer, Alma, Lashaymer, Lekarina, Baby, Basish. Imkay lebayil my mishalim. Factor Ivan, what's going on over here? What's Factor Ivan? What are we saying over here? The bailim is being mocked to the kefil to the shomer, right? If the bailim is being mocked to the kefil to the shomer, that means the chiv is not to the shomer. When we say beis ish, like Karina made beis shomer, beis ish, right? Because the bailim is being mocked in the kefil to the shomer, which implies, says the Ravid, that Bets and the kefil is supposed to go to the bailim. The bailim is being mocked in the kefil to the shomer. That means it's not called beis ish of the shomer. Otherwise, the chiv kefil is directed to the shomer. In fact, the Ravid manushach if leker in beis ish, legabe the shomer. That means. So he's saying, if it's by the shomer. So then, how you chayiv for the bailim? How you chayiv for the bailim? If it's by the shomer. Says the Ravid, no, it's no problem. If it's by the shomer is watching for the bailim. So that's if it's considered base of ish. Who's the base of ish? Who's the base of ish over here? Who's the base of ish? The bailim. Why? Because the shomer is watching for the bailim. So being by the shomer is better than being by the bailim. That's Ravid's text. Now, but the Ravid asked the kasha, yeah? Even in the Gemara's text with Nasika Omer, the Ravid asked that the Bailim are being machne the kefil to the shomer. That means it's not considered the base of shomer. It's the Bailim that are being machne the kefil to the shomer. It means it's not the base of the shomer. It's not, the base of Ish is not the shomer's house, right? Because Raya, groups, we need the Bayan to matter them. I mean, the Raya is understanding that the Chiyav Kefos to who? To the Bayan. Right? He says it's not to the Shomer, because the Bayan is being matter to him. It means the Chiyav Kefos to who? It's to the Bayan. It's even after the Gemara's Teretz of Nasa Kaimer. Right? After we said it's Parlech Ve'elah, or Paretzel, after we're saying it's Parlech Ve'elah, well, who's the Chiyav to? To the Bailam, that the Rabbi doesn't understand why is it Bechal Chiyav to the Bailam? It's in the base of the Shomer. It's not his Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be a Gadim. It's not his Rosh Hashanah anymore. After the Rabbi, no, the Bais of the Shomer is watching for the Bailam, so maybe his Bais is like the Bailam's house. But who's the Chiyav to? Clearly the Rabbi. Even after the Gemara's Teretz of Parlech Ve'elah, the Chiyav is to who?
Shabbat.
To the Bailam. No, not to the Shomer. The Chiyav is to the Bailam. So what's going on here? It's Parlech Ve'elah, right? Kontrib Kveger, why does the Shomer get the Kefil? Because his cow is stolen. The Indian Kefil is his cow. That's what you meant? Okay. The Linyan Kefil, almost. Linyan Kefil, it's his cow that was stolen. Yeah, that's from Kefil, that's Parlech Ve'elah. Linyan Kefil, it's my cow that was stolen. Right? So Chiv is to me. Chiv to the Shomer. That's where Kefil has a problem, that Shulma Banim is a problem of Enemesh Nasabana. The Chiv is to the Shomer. But you see the Ravid not like that. You see the Ravid? And the Chiyav was to the Bailim, and that's why the Rabbi asked Kasha, what do you mean, why is Chiyav to the Bailim? It's not a Guru Beis Ish of the Bailim. Yeah? It's going to be a Ganav. Yeah? Oh, so what do we see from here, L'chayra? We see from here, Baiter, like that's not a Reb Chaim. L'chayra, you see from the Rabbi, no other way to learn the Rabbi. L'chayra, we see a Befarish Jerushan, like that's not a Reb Chaim. Like we said yesterday, in the Kesem Mishnah, to answer Kreis Kashin Kesem Mishnah. That the Kesem Mishnah says, the Chiv is to the Bailim, and that's why there's no problem of being Marish Kras, because he's alive. You're getting it straight from him, right? That's what we said yesterday to answer Krager. So, Abraham, you forgot. There's a fair shariah like that. There's a fair shariah like that. Even after Gemara's Teretz, of Nasa Gaimer, which is Parlech Ve'elah, at worst, yeah, still the Rabbi is saying that the Chiyav is to the Bailim. After that, Kach, he doesn't understand. It's Gaimer and Gaimer. So you see that even after Parlech Ve'elah, the etzim, the shayrish of the chiyav is to who? Is to the Bailam. And the shomer is getting this chos to get that chiyav. He's been kind of chos to get that chiyav. So that l'chayra clear that even after Parlech Ve'elah, still the chos of the Bailam. There's a huge marmakim over it. There's mamash a huge marmakim. There's no other way to read the Ravid except like that side, which is, again, it's a very mechudish tikkun side. Yeah, Fagas refuses to entertain such a possibility. What does that mean? You can't get a schus in the parah to get his, right? You can't get a schus in the parah to get the money that's coming to him. What does the money coming to him have to do with the parah? Right? That's okay. It doesn't stand to the side b'chal. But l'chayr, you see though, can submission held that way, and my now we see it's even a right. Okay, so that was a shlomo from yesterday. Zog my right there. Shimon ben Albanim. Shimon ben Albanim. Mai. The Rashi. Shimon ben Albanim. Mai. So we had a shayla of Shimon ben, a shayla of Shimon Libanim. Now we put it both together. Like a shum tzad naicha nafshe. Be'elu. Shem kiyamim. Shloi heim. Le'viyem. Also, Kairas Ruach Leilu, Loivim Shal Eilu Kibel Kairas Ruach, Nimnei Hashemer. So, here both, since we're talking about the second generation on both sides, so Mela, there's there's the Gemara Shaila, the maybe over here, you didn't even want to say before the Ar Machnid, because it's Kareir Ruach, over here not. The Maisa, in this Rashi, it's Mashmo, like that's him, it's Mashmo and Taisus, like Yoni said the other day, not like we were saying then from a theorem of Kfeger. It was when the Gemara Shaila by Shilma Labanim, right? By Shilma Labanim, right? So what does the Gemara say? Do we say that my father was willing to mock the Kefil because Nach Nafshe, yeah? Because you did him favors. But you didn't do any favors for me. If I'm mocking the Kefil, I did him a Leishna. What's the Leishna? Right? Is the Leishna good, Seif, I'm getting money, right? Seif, I'm getting money. So it's still Kedai for me. Seif, he's getting the carry. There's the same cheshbin that the father had, right? Whether it is, he's saving Terech, he's saving, getting, whatever it is, whatever the cheshbin is, they can cheshbin, so you have that by bottom also. It's Kedai, right? Kedai to give up the kefal and get the carrot, right? On whatever level that means. Yes. Meaning, there's no Naich Nafshe. Okay, who said you need Naich Nafshe?
That was the
Rajba. Oh, it was the Rajba. Rajba the Beferish? We read the Rajba, not Rafaim. Sorry, thank you. The Rajba. Right? So there the svar was, is the pshat that you need Naich Nafshe? Or we don't care about Naich Nafshe? Even by the father, Cheshma wasn't Naich Nafshe. Cheshma not Naich Nafshe. Cheshma is the Pasha Dal and Zet. It's Pasha Kedai for him. Right? So we don't care about Naich Nafshe. Smell by the bottom also not. That was one way of learning. Taisus it was Mavur. We didn't see Taisus yet, but we jumped into Taisus. And Taisus Mavur, and the other side is that the Banim are being mocked near the Kefil because of the Naich Nafshe of the father. The reason why the Banim would be, Shalom the Banim, the reason why the Banim are willing to mock the Kefil is not because we don't care about Naich Nafshe, but there is an element of Naich Nafshe still, the Haino, and the Banim are willing to be mocked the Kefil to the Shomer because the Shomer did favors to the father. So it's not that we're disregarding Naich Nafshe, we're saying we have Naich Nafshe. Yeah? That's what was important to Isis. I think this Rashi is more like that as well. This Rashi tells us that by Shilma Banim Banim, right? Lekha Shum Tzad Naich Nafshe Be'elu, Shem Kayamim, Shaloi Heim Le'evim Asa Kayas Ruch Le'eloim, yeah. Idilm, Akim in the Shnai, and then really next Rashi. Idilm, what's the Idilm Rashi said? Do we say there's no Naich Nafshe over here? Neither of them has any Naich Nafshe over here. They're both children. Aydilma. Kivin the Shnaimer Shayim Havlu Naich Nafshe Ba'adadi Konuk Feil Abbanim and Abbanim. So Rashi says, what's the other side? That since by the parents there was Naich Nafshe, so maybe the kids are willing, the Banim of the Mafkid are willing to give even to the Banim of the Shaimer, that even though he didn't get any Naich Nafshe, he didn't get any favors done for him, and the person who was giving it to him didn't do any favors for anybody, but still he's willing. Why? Because your father did a favor for my father, alright, so I'll give it. So it's clear in Rashi, not like the Rajma. It's not the pshat inside the Gemara that works if we don't care about Naich Nafshe, but rather because there is a Naich Nafshe. There's no Naich Nafshe to him. The fact there's Naich Nafshe to our parents, I'm willing to give up the kefil because your father did a favor to my father. That's why I'll be willing to give you the kefil. So this Rashi is clear, like we saw in Taisus, not like we saw in the Raj. Okay. Shalosh de Paris. Sorry, Shil Machza Mai. The Grashi. Mitchilas Amarei Mishalei Mechza. V'lo Yaisu. Right? Rashi goes out of his way to say that the Gemara says Shilim Machza. Right? Rashi says that Mitchilasai, when he said Amarei Mishalei, he specified, I'm only paying Machza. Dainu, if that wasn't the case, right? But he only paid Machza. for example, right? You only paid mechza. Then, if you never said l'chatchil, I'm only paying mechza, right? But he only paid mechza, right? So it's mashman Rashi that he will get it, right? Not only that,
mashman Rashi will get half or get all.
It's not mashman Rashi either way, but I would say misfara, he gets the whole thing.
What? Because that shows he wants to pay for all of it, and he's just starting with this
as down payment? Oh, okay, you're right. We don't know. We didn't say... Well, certainly if he just said... No, I'm saying, if he said a rain of Mishalim, and then he paid half, certainly in that case, he'll get the whole thing, right?
In here, when he says a rain of Mishalim, only half, so he's only
going to
get half.
Of course. Of course, but Mishalim is... If he didn't say a rain of Mishalim, half.
So
and, but still, he only paid half. Right? Okay. So it's more in Vor Rashi, he'll still get it, he'll, for sure he'll get it. Right? So now...
He's saying we're going to Rei Mishal Mechza.
I know that, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Medayi Rashi, not a dig. Rashi said Rei Mishal Mechza, it's Mashmim Rashi. And the only time in the Gemara that he doesn't get it is only because he said Rei Mishal Mechza.
Right.
But if he didn't say Rei Mishal Mechza,
right,
he said Rei Mishal, he paid Mechza, for sure he'll get it.
Yeah.
What about if he didn't say Rei Mishal, what if he just paid Mechza? Yeah? So there, I would also say at least he gets math. So there, I don't know if he'll get the whole thing. Because at least,
didn't Rashi say before it's like his English on the Mishnah?
What?
Before, very beginning.
No, because the father didn't say.
But he wouldn't say. If you make a date from there, you didn't start. If you started, then you would
get it. Oh, what? But he's Beglimer in Mishali. Achemez. But if he would have said Rei Mishalim and then he died, then for sure he could get it. Rei Mishalim, he get it. No. What are you saying?
I would say there's a difference between if he said a rain of Mishal Mechza or if he paid a half. Is that a rain of Mishal?
No, because if he said a rain of Mishal Mechza, then
he said a rain of Mishal and then he paid half.
No.
Or if he didn't say a
rain of Mishal. If he said a rain of Mishal, so then we say for sure he paid the whole thing.
He's going to have to pay the whole thing.
Right.
Right. But if he just paid.
Or maybe he doesn't have to. It depends on whether he can be chayzer or not. It depends on the Rishayim whether he can be chayzer.
Yeah, absolutely.
But according to most Rishayim, he can't be chayzer.
Right, but if he just paid half without saying anything,
exactly. So
why should he get half?
Why should he get half?
He's being retired.
We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. Maybe not. Maybe he's not paying. Maybe we don't know. We don't know he's going to be true. If he says I'm only paying half,
right,
then it's like Ritva says. What's the problem, right? Says Ritva. Shul mechza pirsh. I feel like Hashem by the kayam by loyon yamarin mishal mechza shul lemech. Oh, yeah. So it was speaks out fairish. The Amarein Mishal Mechza, Oy Shashil Mechza. It was says Vol Taka, the fairish. Vol learns, not like we were just saying no, but let's backtrack a second. Okay, Rashi says Amarein Mishal Mechza, right? So we said if he does this Amarein Mishalim, then for sure there's no problem, he'll get the whole thing. That's clear. Yeah? Now, we started claiming about another case, what about if he didn't say Amarein Mishalim, but he paid half? Right, we're just handling right now. So we spur us back and forth, and maybe we say that if he says Rei Mishal, if he says he pays half, maybe that's not an indication he's only paying half. You know, this is what he's paying now, but maybe he'll pay more. You don't have that indication he's not paying half. Like Rav says, the other side is keeping the hachchel chetzi. Yeah, to meila lemak lemidi. Since half you are being matriach me, I'm not giving you anything. Or no, you know what? What you're not being matriach me, you'll get. Well, you are matriach, you won't get. But what about the case of shilim mechza? We didn't say harei mishalim mechza. So Rav puts two together. What puts it together? We were just claiming maybe not. Maybe the fact that he paid half is this money he has now. The rest is coming. So it's not clear. It's not clear in Rashi. What will be the over there? Rava assumes the same thing as saying Rei Mishal Mechza. That's Rava Ferish. And he won't get anything if that's how.
Right.
It's like Rei Mishal Mechza. Even on the side that he'll get, he'll only get half. He's putting two together. There's no tzad. The guy said Rei Mishal Mechza, get the whole thing, right?
Right.
Okay. So the Rav is putting together Shilim Mechza with Rei Mishal Mechza. That means in both cases, the only tzad that maximum he'll get is half or nothing. One second, because he's matriach him. Now the Ben Chanano says, what does Ben Chanano say? Oishil mechta, oishbik lahashlim, anisher, achinim tzagana. Yeah? Oishbik lahashlim. Right? So he learns the first little case, not like a Ramashan, it's like the second case was, well, we paid half. But the Lashon, oishbik lashalim, so he's learning, okay.
Yamin didn't say that I won't pay the rest.
Right. But I'm saying with Lashon, but also Lashon Lehispik Lashalom sounds like Batsim. He really wants to pay, you know? Right. Lehispik, he didn't get a chance, right? He didn't get a chance. Now, one second, does that mean that it was an indication he's planning to pay the whole thing? I mean, Abraham.
Which case?
Lashon Mecha Lehispik Lashalom. How are you, we talked about this morning.
What case?
Shila Mechzer, Rabbi Yochanan says,
He didn't say it.
Right? That much is like second case Ritva. He only paid half. Question is, in the Rebbe Chanano, is it
because the problem Zach was thought this is claiming that it's not the same thing. He didn't say it, and we don't know. So
when we
put down money, we don't know what he's intending.
We have no idea. But there's no indication. If there was an indication,
we have a problem, right?
Then there's a problem. It should be like a Ray Mishalim, if there's an indication. Is that right? So, Pashli have to say, like Zach, that there's no indication here. And that's like the Ritva, he paid half, and then for some reason we're assuming. Or maybe that's good for the Shaila. According to Rabbi Chanano, that's good for the Shaila. How do we tie up when he paid half? Do we look at it that okay, it's a down payment, best he's planning to pay the rest? Or do we just look at it, no, he paid half, that's it, that sounds like that's all you're willing to pay, and maybe he's not mad. Okay.
Why did you say Lohispik Lashalim?
Yeah, I'm saying right. That Lohispik sounds like he didn't get a chance. Sounds like he's planning on it, but he didn't get a chance.
Or
so that's fair then. Then why should it have been different than Rabbi Mishalim?
He didn't tell us.
And instead, okay, that's a shverah kind of it. Lohispik sounds like that's it's clear that he's planning a pain. He just didn't get a chance yet. So then, what should be the shot? Okay.
Maybe wouldn't say Lohispik, or Lohishin and the rest.
No.
Maybe it would sound like he's not planning on it. So Lohispik is like a compromise. He didn't get around to paying.
Then it's Pashit that he won't get anything. He won't get anything. Not like Rashi. Then if he's a there's machlekes, but you're saying that's machlekes Rashi and Menachano.
Yeah.
You have why?
Well, that if Rashi says he for sure would get.
No. Rashi no. Rashi says. Harei b'shalom chetzi, and he's saying fair only paying half, and still there's a suffix, and maybe the half he will get. But you're saying Rebbe Chanan is saying Lehispik, Lafuke, where he indicated he's only paying half. If Rebbe Chanan is saying Lehispik, Lafuke, if he indicated he's only paying half, okay. Then for sure there's no Shaila, then if that's true, that's Pshat Rebbe Chanan, then the Machlek is Rashi Rebbe Chanan.
Why does Rashi use Lashon?
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like
it's saying it, yes, because otherwise, if it was Mitchlasa, because if he said it ain't Mishalim, and then he only paid half, it doesn't make a difference. He said it ain't Mishalim. Right. It has to be right away. Means there was never a real Arena Mishalim. That's what I'm saying. The Arena Mishalim was only of half. Okay? Right. Ma'o Likno is Chatzia Kefal. Meaning, there was Rashi is saying, there's no tzad, they didn't get the whole Kefal, the only Shai laws will get half. Now, Luchaira, tzad not, there's Luchaira like the Ritva, it says, I'm not sure if that's going to Rashi, but for now, let's say, what's the tzad that he won't get anything? Because he's matriachim, the Dvar says, Atrichei on after Keifel. And I just want to speak out again, like I told Moshe this morning, even though the old one was screaming at the Dvar Shita, and I test you switched the Raj with the Dvar Shita, that the issue is, the reason why he's not the Keifel is because he's saving you money, not Tircha. So I'm okay, where is Tircha coming over here? So the answer is Pasha, like we said, because the Revolt didn't forget the Gemara of the Lamed Hay by keeping it, it says that if he is Matriachim, then that's the reason not to give it to him. You know, the Revolt says what's motivating Mechatchil to give it is because he's saving the money, he's getting the money. But if the guy is Matriachim, that's a reason, that's a negative reason not to give it. So I mean, also, over here also, that's what he's saying. That over here, you have a negative reason, yeah, that he's matrichim in half, and that's a shayla. We say, okay, he's matrichim in half, then forget it, I'm not interested in giving. You're being a jerk, at least even holding down my half, I'm not interested. Right. So, again, Rashi didn't tell us anything. Right? Rashi didn't tell us the other side. Well, there's some shows Rashi later, which I'm not really sure about. So let's see. Let's try to figure it out together. So my writer, Shul Shtei Paris, Vashila Machas Mehem, Mai. So Rashi, Shul Shtei Paris. Im dem zloima loy kani mechza al kezo of shila mechza shol shtei paris benigne vavam rein mishale loy amar meis machmas belacha. This Rashi is pillow poem shvet Rashash, like, you know, just meir, like, you know, klacha yad, yeah, this Rashi is pillow poem shvet. Why is Rashi pillow poem shvet? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, what's the case? Shilaim, what's the case over here? What's the case? Shal shtei paris. And you paid one. And what's like, what's the side that you should get it? What's your claim to get it?
Huh?
No, what's why should he get it? Daniel.
You could have paid him as well. That's more.
Rashi says, Rain Mishalim. And he didn't say, you know, great guy. He didn't say meis machas lacha. I mean, it's not that why he gets anything. It's because he's a great guy. He's not saying meis lacha. Now, does that work? Is that a reason? Is that a reason to get the kefil? They don't say meis lacha. What do we say? What? Ikedamir of her papa. And what happened to Ikedamir of papa? But what happened to the Kedamir and Papa?
We slugged it up.
We slugged it up. Right?
We
said, thank you, there is it. Right? Right? So therefore, what's going on? Was the Rashi, like, reawaken your Papa over here? Huh? I mean, you know, according to Mar of the only side would be if he paid. And the Gemara actually says Shilin, right? Okay, fine. So Rashi before already locked off because Shilin. The Gemara says Shilin, right? Shal Shtei Paris was Shilachas Mehen. Like Ravzid, Bukhari. He could look more like Ravzid. Because Rashi had, there's no reason why Rashi had to do this. Rashi could have learned the Gemara like Ravzid. The Gemara says Shilin, Shilin means Shilin. According to Ravzid, even my Shayol, that, if you sheet lane, then you do get it, right? So this Rashi is, what?
The reason the top of the Rashi has to say that it's sheet lane and Arim Mishalim.
What?
I'm saying that we repeat the Ritva, it's Dafka sheet lane, but the Rashi is the whole way through, it's sheet lane and Arim Mishalim. There's no, because
I don't remember what you're saying.
That
Rashi holds,
you said
Shilim,
it's not
Dafka Shilim
Mamish.
That we saw right. Rashi Mefei. Rashi says, you don't need Shilim Mamish, even Arei Mishal. But over here, I understand that. Because over there, it's no Hechruch that Shilim means Shilim. The Mishnah also says Shilim, and we say it means Arei Mishal. That doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me And the Gemara says, Shilim Nekudmin Reim Sham. That's not my problem. The problem is that Reim Sham doesn't work. So Merlo, I had a Gemara, the Gemara could be talking about Shilim. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe it's different here when you have two paras, that you would say more like
So you would not want to say on one par or two pars. It's not a tiny that you want to say.
Since you're showing that you're paying the other one, okay, so you have more of a reason to say
you're saying Meir Kfeig is far before that if he says it's Meir Kfeig, but he's paying anyway, then it's not awkward because Meis is paying. So over here, you know, it's a big difference. They're paying for that part, right? You want to say the fact that he's paying for one part is paying.
One part is paying.
No, one para he's not saying.
What's up the part?
One para, what's he saying? No, one he's not saying he's what?
The other para that he's not paying on.
What's with that para?
Yeah.
It's not what's with that para, huh? One second.
He's not telling Mesamach as well.
Shoshay par, this line of like Khan Mechza, Shoshay par is an ignivu, they're both stone. Bumre, Mishale Machas. No, so what's he saying? What's he saying about the other one?
It sounds like both of them.
The other one is saying it's Mesmach Zlacha. No. So. What's your svar? What?
No, I'm saying.
No. So, that's what you meant? No, I don't think so. Since the one of them he didn't act the same as Malcolm and he's getting away with it, you see he's not scared of doing that. So now on this one he could have done this one also. That's what you meant? No, I don't think so. Oh, that's bad. Did you want to say that? You started saying that? Oh, that's Kupshak. That's Kharpshak. He was saying close to that, but not Mamish. Because we didn't have the case that it's talking about the actual same Mesh on another one. Oh, so that's good. Okay, that's Kupshak. That he's saying Mesh Machmas Malacha. Oh, it's good Terrence. No, right, man. What do you say? He's saying Mesh Machmas the other one. He's only paying one. The other one is not saying his partner, right? Means he's actually saying Mesh Machmas Malacha. So what are you telling me that Papa said Mesh Machmas Malachriach? Right, people wouldn't want to say it. This guy did say it. Right? This guy did say it. That's his vocabulary.
Maybe Raj is learning that it is not.
Let me just finish, right? See, this guy did say Mace Mach's the other one. You see, this guy's willing to be a jerk, yeah? Right? So maybe on this one he's not saying? Oh, so here he could have said it. Here he's got a good time. He could have said it. And he's not saying it. Therefore, you should get careful. There you go.
Maybe Rashi's saying it's not. You see, the next Rashi says, maybe Rashi's just saying that how you have a case where.
Which Rashi?
The next Rashi says that he had paid. He says,
Mao licked the.
Look at this here. We have the parish slain Mashile and Kana.
One second. Ma'o litna is kefil shalom yamina. Kim the parish lame, a shilame, kana. I didn't give the value. Chat got nava, ve mishal mashdeyem. We acting like feila. Shwe nifsir al yadai. What do you think? He does say shilame, so.
So maybe the first rush is saying how is it possible.
He said, why is he saying shilame?
Yes, maybe.
Why is he saying shilame? Rashi would second go to home and rain in mishalim. That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
No.
So maybe the first Rashi is saying, how does the times work out?
What's everyone has a cash, everyone has a deal? He's asking? Huh? The next Rashi says, let's clue everyone in over here. What do you say? Aaron, you see the deal? You see the Rashi?
No.
Mao. So, you can't see it if you look on like this, right? Get your face in the Gemara. Come on. Mao. No. Litna is careful, Shalah. Yeah, by say me am Rinon, given the parish lame as Shile. Also, Rashnu Machile, Kanoi Dilma. But we'll see what that Dilma is, yeah? Right? So Rashi says Shile before he said Reini Mishale. Huh?
Always say the same.
What?
Always say Reini Mishale the same as Shile.
But. Techti dibur, Rashi says, Rei Mishalim, you don't need Shilim. If Rei Mishalim is enough, you don't need Shilim. So why did it say Shilim? No? You don't hear? You don't like did?
What
does the first Rashi say? Shalosh Tei Paras. Em Tem Tzlaim Alei Kani Mechza. Shalosh Tei Paras. Vinik Nevavam Arei Mishalim Achas. And he didn't pat himself. Mezim Asim Lacha. Right? So for some reason he's going like this, the second Lashon of a Papa. Or he's going, let's say, because in this case he actually said Mezim Achon the second one. Right? He's being believed. That's him. He could have gotten away with saying Mezim Achon Lacha. And it's not Lashriach. For some reason, whatever it is, saying Arei Mishalim is a reason Be'etzem Tepati, right? It's only a one. But Be'etzem Rei Mishalim is the reason for you to get the Kefil. Is that clear in the Rashi? Good. You read the Rex Rashi, Mao.
Like this Kefil Shalom.
Right. Mi Amrinon.
Came in the Parash.
Stop! Oh, yeah, Shilin, one more word.
Shilin.
Shilin, stop!
The reason.
Huh? Parash Lema.
Shilin.
Why Shilin? Not a Rei Mishalim. Wasn't Rashi went to Shilin?
Because the first Rashi is contrasting the two Amiras he had. One that he said a Rei Mishalim, the other said a Mesa Machis Malacha. Okay, no. So that's why he says Amira in both in the first Rashi.
The Mara says Shilin, Rashi says Rainy. Rashi says Rainy is enough, so why bring in Shilin? If a Rain is enough, why bring in Shilin? Why bring in Shilin? A Rain is enough.
I mean, I don't think the first Rashi shows for anyways. One second.
So,
he's just trying to say how it's possible you have how he's paying one and not the other.
So, Rashi should. First of all, it's not so hard. We could figure it out. And second of all, if Rashi was telling me that, he should tell me. Then the other one, he said, Meismach Zlacha. He didn't tell him like this, because Harein Misham, and he could have said, oh, from here I figure out, oh, Rashi's telling me that there's a possibility of Meismach Zlacha. Oh, Mestam, the other one, he said, Meismach Zlacha. That's what you're saying?
That's what I thought.
I understand, but why should Rashi have to do that? Let Rashi tell me straight. Rashi has to give me remes. Meismach Zlacha. He's not saying Meismach Zlacha. After he died, oh, another one said Meismach Zlacha. Tell me straight up. Rashi is a straight shooter. Rashi doesn't play games. Rashi, come on. But now we have this deal, though. So I think it's good. So then back to the first Rashi. I think the Pshat is Taka, that since he stopped saying Meismach Zlacha, second one, so by him there's no kind of Oshkia. But now we have Kima's deal.
What
is your problem? Why is not a good deal?
No, not on there. Back on this further than what you just said. I'm going back to my first thing. The fact that he said Mason Mach Zlacha on one.
Right.
And he's not going to be. He'll have the same problem if he says Mason Mach Zlacha on both of them. It'll look like a jerk. But if he paid on one, then he could get away with saying Mason Mach Zlacha on the second. And saying Mason Mach Zlacha on both is just as bad as if he only had one part to start with and he said Mason Mach Zlacha.
He's never the same as Mach Zlacha. What do you mean?
But
saying a Rei Mishalim doesn't give it to him because he wouldn't want to say Mason Mach Zlacha.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
One second.
What do you mean? In the case, what do you
mean? Mach Zlacha more, but easier if he already paid on the other one. Because he shows that if I thought something was wrong, I'd pay. But otherwise.
I understand. If he's saying Mason Mach Zlacha, he doesn't need any excuse. To him to say Mason Mach Zlacha, he's not one. He doesn't need any excuse for that. He doesn't need it. Yeah. He's never even slash him. He's never.
Right.
So what are you saying? He would not want to say, and therefore to say, oh, I'm a grace at tzaddik. I'm paying, and maybe I should get the world because I could have said meismach zlacha. That not harei mishalim is not never because you could have said meismach zlacha. But if you're actually saying meismach zlacha, you're never. So the question is over here: why is he never saying harei mishalim? If anything, if I care, your svara before would work against us right now. I'll explain. Because with McGregor's svara, right? So over here, that's So anyway, back then.
What?
We have a problem, right? The beginning Rashi says Rei Mishalim, the next Rashi says Yishilei, we have a problem. Okay, anyone had a problem?
Why? Does that answer our question of why you're not in the Zvid? That just answers how it could work in the
No, well, the Tereza that I answered before was the answer why he wanted to become a Rapapa. No, the Svar that I said was because on the second one he's saying Mesimach Hazlacha. Therefore, that gives him credence, Lagabe, the one that he's saying Rehav Hashem. That was the Tereza that I said. To answer Shash's question, Rashi's not going, Nadarim is vid. No, it's just Mishalim. I'm going to the first Lashon Rapapa. How was it Rashi going to the first Lashon Rapapa? That the only reason why not to say Rehav Hashem is because he wouldn't want to say Mesimach Hazlacha. So I'm saying, but over here he did say Mesimach Hazlacha. He's not scared to say that. That's my parents. Okay? It's not Rav Zvid. The second Rashi would be Mashmah going to Rav Zvid. He says Shile.
That's not a problem, even though we have Bryce at the first time.
I don't understand.
What was our question?
The Bryce said, what does the Bryce prove Rav Zvid? The Bryce says if he paid, then he gets it, right? Well, what do you want? What do you want?
Ultimately,
is true, but here I have a situation where Rehav Hashem could work. Where do I see the Braisa in such a scenario where I obviously shown that I'm willing to say Mesimach Hazlacha, that looks like any other Rehav Hashem. It's like Rehav Hashem, Hashem Mechin, Hashem Masal, because I could have said Gneb, I could have said Oynis.
Even the first Rashi just explained. Like the story
of
what happened,
like that's
the
whatever that's
the second Rashi is.
Why is that the story? But Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi says Vayomer. He's not just telling you. Why is Rashi telling Vayomer? That's not the story. The story says Remishal. The Vayomer is why Remishal was numbered. I'm sorry. Well, Omar is not Stam telling a story. Oh, by the way, it was rainy outside, and then all of a sudden the rain went away, and it started. It was sunny.
But Takas, he's still getting the kippah because he's paying it on the day. They always say that they're getting the kippah. What's backing the kippah?
No,
is paying it on the day.
So again, but Rehav Hashem, you know. Right. Oh, so Zav the Gemara. So what do we say? What's the other tzad? Yeah? Mal. Me, I'm going to keep the parish lame as shilin. Kana? Idilma, keep the vayu, chat the kodden hava. Vein, a mishal mitshreyem, acting like a fela, sharei, who nifs it al yada? So here I should say, what's the other tzad? Why not? Right? The answer is, no, but it's like, it's like chetzi, because it's, why? Tavayu chat the kodden hava. Yeah, it's like one, it's one pekod. It's one pekod. He didn't pay both. So meila harehu nifsed al yada. Harehu nifsed al yada. Oh, so here he's still saying, oh, well, like, what's the nifsed though? Nifsed al yada.
Because one's bad, so you're ready?
No. Oh. What's going on with the second one? Is he paying the second one? He's not paying the second one.
No.
So before we said he is. Before we said, right. So he's being nifsal al yaday on the second one. Right? He's being nifsal al yaday on the second one. So what's his nifsal al yaday? Yeah? So before we saw the Ritva, by Chetzi, what was the tzad? He doesn't get it. Ritva said, because of Tirch. Right? So I said Rashi didn't say anything before. Right? And over here, Rashi, Bukhar is telling us. Rashi's telling us, Svar is, because Nifsal Yad. The reason the Tzad, and this Bukhar we could throw it back on the case of Chetzi also. Yeah? No. So, Rashi, the Derech Agav, yeah, in the Shiloh of Shtei Paris, the Tzad why it doesn't work by Shtei Paris, says Rashi, is because Ki'ilu, I'm explaining Rashi, Ki'ilu it's one para, it's one pekod, Rashi says. We don't look at it as two separate Shailas, it's one pekod. And therefore, he's not going to give it to him. Why? We're acting like a kfeil, because he's not Mishal Mitzrayim, Why? Sheri nifsed ayadai. You are the shayl. Because of you, I lost money. So meila, even though half the money you pay, but saif kol saif, because of you, I lost the money. And that's why I'm not going to give it to you. Yeah? Maybe like the svar of the dva, you say, anyway, actually, Rashi, no, like the that because the why is he giving you the kaful? Because he's saving you money. What do you mean saving money? You made me lose money. Yeah? So I'm not giving you kaful. So it's sad why now let's go back and plug this into the case of Chatzi. So Rashi mean Magal to me over not like the Ritva. So when I said before Rashi is not clear, maybe like Ritva, now we've seen this Rashi not like that. What do we see in this Rashi? The tzad, why by chetzi he doesn't get it, is because he's nifsed ayadai, not because he's matriach l'edina. He's nifsed ayadai. That's what Rashi says. And that's why by two, we only paid one. He's not paying the second one. So I'm not. This guy has nifsed ayadai. I had two paras. Now I'm only getting one. Shkayach, so one you're being such a tzadikal and you're giving it back to me. But tzad because I lost a par because of you.
Why does he say it till here? Shouldn't he say it at the first case where he could say this? The half, why did he wait until two halves?
Good question. I don't know. That's a good question. I said before Rashi was awesome. Uh-huh. You're right. Well, I don't know why he waited until it.
He's taking a shvua, what?
What?
He has to take a shvua.
Because here's the show
off. Who's taking a shvua? Huh? Every shem has to take a shvua.
No, I thought he's matriach. You're saying he's matriach.
You're based
in. He's not taking shvuah.
Like,
no,
I'm Rashi. Not matriach.
I'm
Rashi.
No, I'm just saying in the Ritva, he's not taking
shvuah. In the Ritva, he's saying he's right. In the Ritva, he's not making. He's not patting himself. What do you mean? In Rashi bechetz, you mean?
Yeah.
You want us like the Miri?
No, I don't know.
Now
you're putting this together with this
Rashi,
so I'm just saying it's clear this Rashi
is taking the shul. If by two paras, if we're saying he's popped in the second one, He obviously is swearing. Yeah, what's the problem?
No problem.
He's swearing in the second part, yeah. And what about the case of Chatzi, though? There is he swearing also?
On the other half?
1 second.
You're saying it's also Nifsed al-Yadav, right?
Yeah. Right. So
he has to be taking shvuah.
Like the Miri. Huh? Are you swearing? He's swearing, he's still he's paying. He's swearing that he's part there, but still he's paying. He's paying half. Say it. Is there any problem? Okay, good.
It's called half. When he's swearing half.
My say is nifsed al yadai. Saif ko saif. I had two parts, now we have one. Yeah, so I'm nifsed al yadai. I'm not interested in going on my way. You can be making your kaif off. I mean, nifsed, that's all. That's bad Rashi. Now, so what is it? What is the Sharish of the Shaila? It would seem. The Ritva is Rashi is not so clear. Let's go to the Ritva. What's the topic of it? The Ritva is Mash. Look at the Ritva. Shil Mechad Man. Daf got the Chetzi Shaila who Mishalem. Al Chetzi Shaila Mishalem. Chav Guf Shalem. It's half the Shaila, but the Guf Shalem. L'chol para, k'sheila ba'anfei nafsha chashiva, oidilma loishna. What does it about say? What are two tzadim? Do we say that since it's two paras, each para is a separate Shaila? Yeah? It's not one Shaila of two paras. Each par is a separate Shaila. So there's not, what does one do with each other? We've done each one by itself. The Mela, you paid one, so that you paid. The other one you're not paying, you didn't pay. So if this one you're paying, so this one you get the kefil. Right?
what's happening in the beginning? Like the Shas Mashiva, is that two different Kishonim? Is that two different Kinyanim? Is that what we're saying?
We can't make a Kenyan on one part and Mekayin on the other one. So, Matzias, you did.
New Mashicha.
It's one Shmir.
At the same time.
It's one Mashicha and it's a Mashir.
Even if you could, but it's not one Mashicha.
It's not one Shmir.
Even if you could, it's two Mashichas. Punt did it the same
you
time. But you did two Mashichas.
You have to.
It's not one Mashicha. Left, you know, put one on top of the other one, and you slept and do it together, that would be one Mashiach.
Yeah, but fine.
Even then, it's two Mashiachs, probably.
If you suck one cow, and then the other cow is falling behind it, that wouldn't be a Mashiach on both?
It's two Mashiachs.
You do a Khalif and one for two cows.
Yeah,
one
thing. What?
You do a Khalif and one thing for two cows.
Okay.
No.
Well, so what's the sound that it's...
But again, okay.
That you're
not...
One.
That you're cut, yeah, that's one Shmir. Maybe that's one Kenyan, and maybe there's a sound that it's two Kenyans. But like to say it's two Kenyans and
one sound that it's one.
It makes more sense that for the Gemara to have a suffix if you bought them all at once, then maybe.
No, so wait. In the Dva, it's not so clear what audits. Again, the Dva is clear, but let's get things straight away, okay? The Dva is clear that Sad, that he does get it, yeah? Over the case of Chetzi, is because it's two shaylas. That's clear in the Dva. Idom Aloishna, right? So he doesn't say that the other side is that it's one. It's Mashma Dara Idom Aloishna. That even though it's two, Saif Kol Saif, between me and you, we have a business deal over here. Between me and you, you're being Matriach me on that one, so I'm going to get you for this one, right? There's the other side of the Dva is that. For the same reason why Bechetzi, yeah, you don't get it, because you mean Matriach min ha'am. So you're also, Saif Kosaif. There's two parts, right. Technically, it's two separate shaylas, but Saif Kosaif. Yeah, between me and you, in our yachas, you're being Matriach me over here, you're being a jerk over this, I'll be a jerk over there.
If you're buying two slices of pizza, you're not buying two separate slices of pizza, you're buying two slices of pizza. It's just style. It's one order of two slices of pizza. Right? It's one order of two cows. It's one shmir of two cows.
But again, wait. But the Dva is not like that. Why is that happening? And even when you buy two slices of pizza, it's one chefs of two slices of pizza. Who said?
It's one shmir.
You're buying two? I don't know.
You have a separate shmir on two.
On two?
You have a separate shmir on two.
You're mixing meat and milk.
One shmir on two.
You're mixing meat and milk.
Yes.
Now, but Rashi, what do you say?
Is it two different shmiras on two different cows, or is it one shmir on two cows?
What's an afkamina? What? No, I'm saying, but like, why are you looking at that? That it has to be shmir on two, one shmir on two. Why can't it be?
It was one action of. Baal giving over two cows to the
shaykh. What does one action mean? What made it one action? The Mashiach was separate.
Wash these two cows for me. Not wash this cow and then a week later he comes back and wash this cow.
Correct. It was a Masira. Beside the Baal was a Masira of two. Masa. Okay, no, that's quite, but that Ritva says it's two, and even the other side I think he's also not saying that it's one. Rashi, I think the Mechayik is Rashi in Ritva. Rashi says Mao Liknes Kefer Shal Mi Aminon. Kivin the parashah Mishnah Khan, Idilma, Kivin the Tarvayu Chat Bekadin Hava. Right? That was given in Rashi. In both Stadim, Rashi saying that it's Chat Bekadin.
So, what's
the. 1 second. Right? Meaning, even the first side, it's really one, it's Chat Bekadin. But since you're paying
a full
para, Samela. We don't say somebody don't say this for Nifsa Yade. According to Rashi, it's sad. It's the different Havana. According to Rashi, it's sad that you don't get it. Yeah, is because it's one pekadon. Yudva says. That if you both start the mismatch with Dva, that it's two gardens, but still, we say maybe you're not going to get it. And Rashi, I think both Stodim are saying that it's one, but even if it's one, still if it's tzad, you'll get it.
According to the original, it's both tzad, it's two?
What?
You don't understand that, right?
You don't understand what?
That tzad, why it's one people.
If it's one, what's the tzad that you should...
It's
right, so Rashi says, because keeping the parash lame is shilame. Right, I'm asking, especially since Rashi said as far as nifsal al yadai, right? I'm agreeing with you. If Rashi learns as far as nifsal al yadai, then kol shekein it shver, right? As far as nifsal al yadai, and it's one pekadon, so sorry, in this deal, this two pekadon, two cow pekadon, I was nifsal al yadai, just like on this side, nifsal al yadai, and if a manager doesn't give me a kefal, right? So who cares if it's fine? So you're paying him a whole cow. But Sef Gazaif, in this two cow pekadon, I'm nifsat. I don't really understand what should be the svara. One second. Because why should it be better than chetzi?
Maybe.
Yeah. What?
Who
we
say
the
topic is how the owner looks at it. Maybe the owner looks, even though it is one
check. Rashi doesn't say that. He's saying, keeping the Tavari Chapikot. Rashi staying as a fact. It is two. Shaila was, whether you paid one, I don't know.
So the second side is better than the first side?
It would seem. Not obviously, in my pea brain, it seems better. Yeah. Okay. Shalom Rashut Bashim Lechmem. Mai, says Rashi. Shalom Lechmem. Chel Koi, Chetzi Damel, Shalom. Mao Liknois. Chel Koi, Amagiyoi. Mi Aminon, Kol Karen Shaloi Shilay. My Dilma Binon, Ad Yishalem, Kol Apara. So here Rashi is not very clear. So we say, okay, pay whatever. Karen Shaloi Shilam. So hey, there's really a question over here. What's this Karen Shaloi Shilam, right? What's Karen Shaloi Shilam? Meaning, is it possible, two people should film, Aaron, two people should film something. Is it possible for me to pay one and not the other? I pay him half. What makes it their shutfim? So why is the more? What right does he have to get the money?
If you're
not nashe. No. What nashe? Stop. I'm asking a shutfis. Two people. There are two shutfim in a car. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I damage it. So I'm when I want to pay, I'm paying half. I'm going to say, well, I'm paying your half. The other guy's going to have to deal with me separately. Can I do that?
Uh-huh.
Why? Yeah. Because money is for both of them.
I mean, you always have to
any
pay.
Money is for both of them. Of course, I have to pay. Question: what can get?
Well, the end of the day, we split it.
Question: does this shutev have right to all other shutev? He should go chase me down. Well, any money that he got is a mail for both of them.
You didn't say anything.
Any money he got is mail for both of them.
Being his half, he split his half with the other.